I'm excited and I feel relaxed and I'm ready to party!
Welcome to the podcast of those two girls.
Here we go.
Welcome to today's podcast. This show is called Those Two Girls. Lise is over here impersonating Judith Lucy for today's show.
Whatever.
And
you know,
Sarah.
What does she say?
You know what I love.
You know what I love.
Somebody wrote on our Facebook page, we put up a photo of us, and someone said, who's the one with the husky voice?
I don't feel I have a husky voice. I just have a deep voice. Right?
Oh.
You know what I love?
I mean, yours is a surprising voice. I've said this before, but when I first met you, because you're such a slight thing and you've got such a powerful voice that it's almost shocking to hear because they don't match up. Like, you'd expect you'd have quite a high-pitched voice or something.
You know how you guys are, like, deeply musically talented, as you'll hear in the opener for a new game we're playing later in today's show? Mm. Do you think any one of your four children are going to pick up some level of music talent, or will they be forever embarrassed?
Well, I don't know. I feel like
They tell me to shut up in the car when I sing all the time.
So they've got a musical ear.
Yeah,
that's good.
Yeah.
I feel they have a musical ear. I just haven't started them with any musical instrument yet.
Do they know much about syncopation?
I think that's just in their blood. Like, they just can't deny it. They've got the rhythm.
Yeah. Blackbird singing in the look. You
you'll
know
hear
what?
About
you'll hear
that
it.
Right now.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Here we go.
Good morning.
Good morning, everybody. I have a conundrum to kick the day off with, Sarah.
Mm.
Well, actually, it's not my conundrum because I've found a solution, but I'm concerned about the state of the back of your car with all your reusable shopping bags. Oh, what is happening there? And your pantry for that reason. I feel like they're overtaking your life.
You know, when I let you over to my house yesterday, I didn't realise this is going to be a Judgy McJudgerson session
judging.
The following morning. But
I
look,
was.
I stand with you. I do not know what the hell to do with the number of reusable fabric and plastic bags that I have accrued since the bag ban took place. I'm behind it. I'm all for it. I know that something insane like 1.5 billion bags have not gone into landfill, but I don't know what the hell to do with the one. I dead set would have about 57 on the go at the moment, and only
right.
ever a couple in the back of my car, and it's just filled with car stuff. Hand sanitizer and netballs and kids' hats and sunscreen.
I feel I need to remind you of the fact that I was well ahead of the curve when it comes to reusable bags. If you recall,
right, is this why you did this? Is this why you did this? To give yourself a pat on the back?
If you recall, I was actually a visionary in this area and purchased the accordion style bags that have velcroed to one another. Remember when I bought those? How many years? At least 3 years before this even came into
effect. I hacked
effect.
On you so much
and
because you would go to Aldi and just be like, boom.
It's like I'm
there
like go-go gadget bags.
They lie flat in your car boot too, don't they?
They lay flat, Sarah. I just wanted to remind you of that when I saw the chaos that was your
Sometimes
life yesterday.
Sometimes I wonder what it must be like to walk a day in Lee's car or shoes. I mean,
do you want me to get you some?
There's Gandhi, there's Mother Teresa.
Those two girls.
There's Lee's.
Sarah, I'm being emotionally manipulated by my 5-year-old Maxim.
Hey.
Did
Sorry,
you hear
just
me?
Rolling with the song there.
Right.
I don't believe it because I know your boy. I know your littlest boy. He's a darling. He has my heart.
Well, I know.
And I don't believe anything you say.
He is also emotionally manipulating you. He's emotionally manipulating all of us because he is so adorable, but he has cottoned on to just how adorable he is, and now he is using it against us all. Now, you'll remember last week.
I don't know. I believe it.
You'll remember last week I told you that he'd fallen in love with the movie Boss Baby. Now, in Boss Baby, there's a beautiful song. It's a very famous song called Blackbird, and Maxie has started singing it. Take a listen.
Blackbird sing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly all your life.
I mean, an angel, right?
I mean, my heart is broken listening to
it. I know.
It.
There's, that's right. There's the mispronounced R's that are W's. The entire thing is so adorable.
And then I see his little face when he sings it. I see his big blue eyes and his little baby tooth and
I know, Sarah, but this is what I've cottoned on to. Last night, Maxie did not eat his dinner. He's not a great eater. And his green beans were left untouched. Mm. And just as I was going to rouse at him, in fact, I had started rousing on him, he turned to me and he said,
"Blackbird sing in the dead of night.
Yep.
Take these broken wings."
That's a coincidence.
No,
that's
Sarah.
That's a one-off.
The child
please.
Has worked out that if he croons that song to me, it disarms me.
Well, what,
and I can't
give me another time when he's done it.
All right. Yesterday afternoon, he accidentally dropped an entire glass bottle of water from the fridge onto the ground. It was an accident, but you know, butterfingers. Mm. And I said, "Maxim, you've got to be more careful." To which he replied,
"Blackbird singing in the dead of night."
Yep. I mean, obviously, I'm replaying you the one grab, but he will stop dead in his tracks and start singing now.
And I mean, he's a genius.
It's my kryptonite.
Yeah.
He has figured it out that I cannot get mad at him when he starts singing Blackbird.
Well, I mean, he's cuter than either of my two, and to the point where Lee's, you send me videos of him just living his life and singing Blackbird.
In fact, the child doesn't talk anymore. He just sings. That's it, because he is.
So what you're saying is it the song that's kryptonite or is it Maxie singing it? Because if I want something from you, can I just eyeball the cornea and just be a bit like Blackbird singing in the dead of night?
That's just creepy. Please stop.
My heart is broken.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
I tell you what, Domino's, the pizza giants, I tell you, Sarah, they are pioneers. Do you see what I did there? Pie. Pizza pie. Pioneers.
It's not really a pie, though, is it? It's a pasta. Yeah, they're not
in America, they're called pies.
Are they?
Yes, pizza pies, Sarah.
I did not know this.
Anyway, that's not what I want to talk to you about. Right. I want to tell you that Domino's is continuing to lead the quest to allow the human race to order one of their pizzas on any device imaginable. Tell me you have the Domino's app.
Yes.
You don't.
Most
do you?
People do.
I don't.
Now, guess what they're doing?
Another app.
Shivers. She's an incredible co-host.
There's no flies on me. You got to be quick. Keep up.
They are working on an app that is going to be preloaded on millions of cars. Infotainment systems. You know when you get in your car and your phone connects to the console automatically. Yeah. Some people call it CarPlay. There's all types of different things.
Yes, in the newer cars. It wouldn't work on
the brand newies. So by the end of this year, the Domino's app will be preloaded in the car. So when you're driving home fanging for a pizza, fanging for a ham and piney, you just press the app.
So it's actually taking drive.
It immediately.
It's not even drive through.
No, Sarah. It boggles the mind. You can reorder your previous order. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
So you've got a favourite pizza.
That's right. So last week you ordered your meat lovers. You just boom, press that button. By the time you get home, it's there. Or you can pick it up, whatever. I don't know. I haven't read the intricacies of it. I'm not interested in that. I'm just interested in the fact that soon I can get in my car and press the Domino's app. I mean, what next?
I mean, that is world pizza domination for sure. But I could think of an app that would be more handy for me. I mean, I don't really have hankerings for pizzas that often.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Okay,
what would help me out in my life is an app in my car that's just like bread and milk. deliver it.
Would be sensational. Genius. When are drive-through places like your fast food chains, when are they going to start stocking bread and milk?
I don't
because
know.
Because I tell you
this
what.
This is where it's at. I'm more excited
where
about
it's
this.
At, Sarah. I tell you, I'm not, I know there's an obesity problem in this world and we don't want to encourage people to drive through fast food chains. However, however, I would pile on the pounds if I could just drive through and pick up some skim milk mm-hmm. and some whole grain bread.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Along with your chicken nugs and fries.
Right?
Yes. And the fact that this hasn't been introduced to help everyday people's lives is more of a mystery to me than Domino's actually somehow mastering the entire Apple CarPlay market.
When is there going to be a tuk-tuk that can deliver bread and milk to your house? What is happening with this world?
I mean, maybe it's down to us, please.
Those two girls, bread and milk delivery?
Yes.
It's a bit of a step down, but I'll do it.
For an extra buck or two. Only charge 30 cents commission a ride. Let's
I like
do it.
It.
Yeah.
Our brand new game is called What I Liked. I Liked a Movie.
I Liked a Movie Movie.
If
our producer's saying, no, it's not. It is, producer.
We knew
Aaron,
if we said it on air, it would happen. So.
I Liked a Movie Movie.
If you're good at obscure lines from movies, you're going to want to play along with us. I think it's called I Liked a Movie Movie.
Yeah, you liked a movie movie. We like to
movie.
Oh my God. How could it not be called that? But first,
but
a
first
little,
I have
something
to tell
from
you
Sarah.
About my dream.
The worst.
Do you mind if I just take a minute? Because last night I had the most vivid dream that I woke up from.
A dream or a nightmare? Because you're looking shook.
I dreamt I was pregnant. Now, you know, I've got two kids, two girls. That's it for me. I'm done. So the thought of a third child in a dream is not on my real life agenda.
Sure.
Okay? The thing is, my dream self knew me so well that when I was given the dream news that I was pregnant with my third, I started sobbing. And the words I was sobbing were, I don't want to go to parks anymore.
Oh, my God.
So, can we please digest how bad going to parks with children is and how wonderful it is when you are out of those
years. I'll tell you, here's something for nothing, okay? I feel that an expedition to a park could be the greatest form of contraception.
Mm-hmm.
If you were to take young people, teenagers, young adults, people perhaps considering having children, if you were to take them to a park and yes. force them to hang around in pine bark,
yep.
push someone on a swing
yep.
in the blistering heat.
Someone who for 45 minutes you try and steer away from the swing and they keep making their way back to it.
If people were forced to endure that, they wouldn't have children straight away. That's how I feel about it. So when my children are old enough and they start to do the horizontal mumbo with other people, I will say to them, instead of giving them condoms, I will say,
let's
go.
This is certainly taking a turn that I wasn't expecting.
As a mother of boys,
but
I would say, let's go to the park first.
The parks.
And they'd say, no, Mum, don't make us do it. And I'd say, yes.
They literally
and you will never,
are the
ever.
Worst places to take kids.
One, the worst.
You've just got your eyes have to bore into the back of their head so you know where they are at all times.
So stressful.
And then sometimes they like to inflate their physical abilities and think that they can make it to the top of the spider web.
No.
And then yell at you midway up, like, I'm stuck. And you're like, well, you know what? You got yourself up there. Get yourself down like a cat in a tree. Okay? There are slippery slides that are boiling hot,
boiling
so you burn
hot.
Your bum because when they're little, you have to go down with them. So it's like a train. You burn your bum. There are,
it's not just that, Sarah.
Sometimes
you're in
they
the
don't
elements.
Even have toilets. Like they're, and there's bark. There's so much bark.
There's bubblers that they insist on pashing.
Oh,
all
I mean, wait,
morning
stop and
long.
Let's assess that very moment there. How often do you say to your children, your little children, just drink from the stream? Don't
no.
put your mouth on the. The little
the
metal
whole
knob.
Mouth.
Whole mouth over it.
Parks are the pits. And if you think we're bad mothers, so be it. Because if you don't agree with us, you're a liar. You are a liar. That's the fact.
What I
of
love
the
about having Lise as a friend is that she backs me, even in a dream. Even in a dream, she's there for me. Yes. Yes, hate queens.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
We have a brand new game that apparently we're calling
Movie. Yes, it is.
So the way this works is I'm going to play you like literally a full scene from a very well-known movie. The catch is it's just going to be an obscure scene. Okay, like this isn't the I wrote you every day scene from the notebook.
It's not the iconic scenes. No. It's the random scenes.
And the first one that can jump in with the correct answer of what movie it's from wins.
Okay, and look, well, we feel confident. We've seen a lot of movies.
Also, I'm just going to nix the buzzers on this. Our voices are rather distinctive.
Mm-hmm.
So let's just jump in, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're just going to try scene the first scene.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay. The first scene from a movie. Here we go.
Here she is. Good evening. Well,
it's animated, if that helps.
The girl. Yes, the girl. Well, actually,
1991. It came out.
Process of circumstances being what they are.
Little Mermaid.
She's not coming.
This was actually remade 2 years ago, 2017.
I know, it's Beauty and the Beast.
I had thought that, but I didn't say it.
I heard the French accent and I thought, my people are calling me.
Oh, you joking?
Take that point off her for saying that.
Okay, so the way this works is I play you an obscure scene and you've got to guess the movie that it's from.
Mm-hmm.
Lee's on 1 point, mm-hmm. Sarah on nil. Okay. Movie number two.
Where the hell is he? I'm starving.
I ate some Triscuit crackers in the car. You should have had some.
1995, this movie's from.
If you told me they were delicious Triscuit crackers, I could have enjoyed them with you.
I'm sorry.
Well, sorry doesn't put the Triscuit crackers in my stomach now, does it, Carl?
Gentlemen, I'm sorry to get
Adam
waiting.
Sandler stars in this movie.
Eric Gordon, my executive vice president. And our operations manager, Carl.
Switch!
Sit down, gentlemen.
Shut up, Aaron. Why is he laughing out there?
Because it's from 1995.
What? I don't know what year it is.
It sounds like Leonardo DiCaprio.
I thought it
sounded
like
that wasn't a guess. That was just a statement.
Hold on, 1995, Adam Sandler.
It's definitely the most iconic mover.
I go
movie.
On first and clean the hair.
Oh, come on.
Conditioner is
Billy
better.
Madison.
I leave the hair silky and...
Hang on, are we doing two guesses per clip? Is that...
Yeah, we're doing two guesses. You're allowed to do two guesses.
Well, once the other one gets it wrong too.
I just foresee this game taking a really long time if we don't do two guesses per clip. Billy Madison.
So, we would have, for me, it would have gotten to the point where someone actually said, Billy Madison.
Lee's won.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
You know,
I
that game
it.
Was disappointing to me. It wasn't as good as I thought it would be. Is there a tiebreaker we could test our
nettle
Sarah. With?
No,
there doesn't need to be a tiebreaker because there isn't a tie.
What would what if I had a...
we'll save them for next week.
You know what I think will make her feel better?
Oh.
Sarah, do you want to be made to feel better?
Yeah.
I think we just sing the song... The okay. game jingle again.
So the name of this game is...
Movie. Do you feel better?
I do feel better. Thank you.
Better luck next time.
I've perked up immeasurably. Also, I never saw Beauty and the Beast,
guys,
did you?
Today was also hump day and we didn't even mention camels, just FYI.
All right.
Well, you've
We're
ruined
going.
It now. We did.
All right.
You're listening to Those Two Girls.
Sing in the dead of night.
What are you doing? I actually, you know, you put up on, there was something on Facebook, or maybe I was just trawling your Facebook page and I saw a photo of your family.
Oh, my God.
Wait, did you just admit to stalking Aaron?
Yeah, I don't know, something
she
came up with like your
it.
Sister's name or something. Something happened. Maybe I was just deep diving into your Facebook. I can't recall.
I'm uncomfortable.
And I wondered what kind of a sibling you would be.
Why do you care so much about Aaron?
Would you?
Why
were you the annoying
so
little brother who was kind of smart, arsy, because he was brainier than the rest of the family? That's how I peg you if you were my boy. Maybe your mum sent me those photos because we're pretty tight.
Sarah, you're overstepping the boundaries. He's his own man. He doesn't want his... Are we technically your boss? He doesn't want his bosses.
Yeah, I think you've got it the wrong way around.
He doesn't want his bosses chatting with his mother.
I think we're...
He doesn't want his superiors. Like, he has to...
Yeah, that's
like,
true.
No, that's not true. He lets Jack chat with his mum.
What? So,
your mum and Jack have messaged each other on the internet before. Is that true or false?
That's definitely true.
It's true.
Let's have a bring your parent to work day. But we don't bring our own parent. We just let Aaron bring his mum.
Bez is coming. Bez is coming.
Guys, don't invite evil into your life.
You should definitely invite Nick because Lise's mum is such an uplifter of spirits.
Okay.
Lise can walk out of the house wearing dirt. And her mother will say, oh, magnificent. Like, I don't know how you do it, how you pull it all together. I'm like, wow. Imagine growing up like that.
She wasn't like that growing up, though.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
I find it hard to believe.
No, she wasn't. No. No, no. She took us down a few pegs growing up.
She's so adoring.
Is it your daughters that want to live with Lise or is it you?
Yeah, they do.
It feels a bit like...
No, they want to live with Lise. I want to live with Lise's mum. That's how it works.
With Lise's mum, with Lise's son.
Yeah.
So
yeah, I'll take Maxie.
And my mum.
And yeah, and Nick. Mm-hmm. Remy's cool. I don't know how to handle him, though. Remy kind of frightens me.
When I first met you guys, when we started working together, was at that beautiful stage... where your daughter would keep hugging Remy. Anytime Lise was like, oh, and Sarah and the girls are coming over, Remy would be like, just tell her not to hug me.
That's how I am with Maxie now.
No, but I've told him that as he...
Do you want to come to Auntie Sarah's house? Oh, yes, you do. I've got some blackbirds in the trees. You can sing to them.
Blackbirds.
I've said to Remy, because this is his last year in a co-ed school, and I said to him, you don't want to be a weirdo, so you've got to maintain friendships with some female, you know, friends. You can't just be that weirdo that only, you know, that doesn't know how to talk to girls. And he's got some really good girl friends from his class at the moment. I said, you can't let go of those relationships. And we're going to have to mix you with the other gender too, because, you know, it's scary when they go into that, because our family's all boys. His cousins are all boys. He has no access. So I'm going to be dropping him over more often, Sarah.
I'm down with that.
Okay. You're going to have to figure him out, because I certainly haven't. So maybe he actually is... Maybe you will imprint on one another and you will understand him better than anybody.
I think we'll just be staring at each other. Like, what do we do with each other?
Then he'll bare his teeth. Yeah.
It's good as either the male or the female at an all boys or girls school to be the dealer of dates for formals.
Absolutely.
I picked up the role of being the date dealer because I had a lot of girlfriends.
Yep.
And so it would work either way. You know, sometimes I'd be like, oh, have you got some guys that can come to the formal? Or, hey,
yeah, that's
I need a girl to take the formal. Mm. That was a lot of fun.
That is a lot of fun.
I got my mum to call up and get me in contact with my formal date. So
stop it, Sarah.
Tell that story. Tell that story.
That's going to be maybe in tomorrow's show then. Let's keep that.
Oh, okay, let's sit
Sarah,
on that.
How can you live with yourself?
Quite easily.
Can we do a phone topic? And
how we were talking about snowplow parents.
Yeah. Can we do a phone topic? And I don't just want to hack on Sarah in this. Can we do a phone topic of what did your parents do that you definitely should have done?
Well, yeah.
A lot. Oh, my God. Aaron.
Wake up, mate. Don't fall asleep while we're doing the podcast.
All right, let's get out of here.
See you tomorrow.
Bye.
Well, that was a podcast of Those Two Girls.